This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. This year's Grammys featured a Ukrainian musician from Denver named Susanna Igliden. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
Igliden took the stage with John Legend for his song, Free. She played the bandura, a Ukrainian plucked string instrument often symbolic with Russian oppression.
It was just touching when everyone stood up. And there were so many people, and everyone put their heart, hands like on the heart, showing us performers that they are with us.
I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Workers at a Starbucks shop in Superior begin voting on unionizing today. If successful, it would be the first location in the state to join the national movement among baristas. Len Harris is a shift supervisor and says they're pushing for higher wages amid decades-high inflation.
Forming this movement has been showing people across the workforce, not just Starbucks, that we have the power and numbers to fight back.
For all the Midwesterners in southern Colorado, a taste of Wisconsin has arrived in Pueblo. The city's first Culver's restaurant opened on Monday. The Wisconsin chain is famous for its butter burgers, cheese curds, and frozen custard. Our colleagues tell us it's the In-N-Out of Wisconsin. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. And a reminder that today there is a red flag warning across most of Colorado, so try not to burn anything outdoors.